we're holding in the Sadeh Aleph Siv Zayin still. So far we're talking about a case of a Kli Rishon. The difference in Kli Rishon, whether it's a case of a Ben Yomo or Ein Ben Yomo. Now, the Ramah moves on to a case of a Kli Sheni. There's no belief which goes into the sakin, so there's no need to be kasha the sakin. There's no belief. But you need an itza to remove anything which is banned on the surface of the socket. Okay, in regard to the buster. The buster needs klipa. Okay, no, again. A filo ain a socket min yom. Yes, you come a buster ma'at and shum shum minus a socket. And then he says, the kenage, even the socket is not ben yom, you still have to be curl of ma'at because of shum minus a socket. So that would sound like that the first part is not because of the shamunis. Because if you're saying that a Kli Sheni is b'chal doesn't do anything at all to the b'liyas in the sakin at all, so then there's no difference between b'nyama and b'nyama. The whole issue is because the shamunis doesn't change because it's b'nyama and not b'nyama. So either way, you're going to need the same level of klipa in both scenarios. There's lashon of yesh. It sounds a little bit interesting. We need to explain that. Okay. The Taz and the Shach take us into the world of the Ragush. Okay. So if you heard the concept of Ragush, you want to know where it's found. So, Shalom Lechem of Ragush. Taz in the Sefkat Yudal, calls it the Seach. So the boss is Rasech, and it's in a cliche, the halach is different. Tarskav is Kosov Gamkin, the halach. Timani Sharav, Ramor, Rogol, Hob, Yisav, Hetzab, Cholam, Akermis, the Kanlo, Hevi, the word of Mashakos, Bachalam, the Vob, is that the Isser im Chota Boss Rasech, and Yatzaletis, but Besakan Shacholov, Shuben Yomer, Mitashmish Rasech. So if you have a Sakan of Cholov, which is used for Itashmish Rasech of Cholov, which is not so common. Right, you know, cutting a hot pizza came out of the oven, cutting a hot milk of the lasagna. Okay, try it. Okay, so the knife is ben yomai, a milk of the knife, which is ben yomai of a tashish roseach. And now he cut basar roseach, shayatza let his boy. So he holds you need something to connect to Allah, but it's not our issue right now. He says, "Agaduch the sakina, it's bala b'kuloi." So that sounds good. We're good, and you need samach. Sounds so good so far. Well, Adama the cliche, neither the Yavish like the final Hamakarism of Ash. So Tosis, the Israelite is being Maramis of the Tosis and Shabbos. Now, Mem and Mabez, the Tosis and Shabbos and Mem and Mabez ask the question, if the main issue of Bishul is the Kerech of the temperature, so what is the Klimish and Klisheni? Sikta and Thamarmadin, they do the same temperature, right? So it's 1 degree less, you know, but what's the difference? The difference is whether you have Tavanas, which is our Makaros, and the Klivish and the Tvanas are Mechavos, and the Klishen and the Tvanas are Mechavos. So by a something which has liquid, you have the Tvanas which are Mechavos. But by W. Yavesh, you don't have the Tvanas of Mechavos. And therefore, Mavash Shemiah calls Munchal Yad Saletis Boy, therefore it has a Kerech of being Maflit, and Mavliah, being Mavashal, calls Munchal Yad Saletis Boy. V'imein Samech, Abbasar Osar, Filo Bahamah, and not only is it also achil, it's also b'hanor, which means he holds that this is called a case which you would have a din of derech bishul deraisa. It's a case of meat and milk. So the issue over here would be nisad hanor, it's considered derech bishul. Now that actually is a machlokes by tzli. Do you say tzli is instead of the gabi? Certain dini Torah, clearly the word bishul and the word tzli are interchangeable. The Torah talks about the korban pesach, which is has to be tzli, and the Torah refers to it. It says that you can't. The Torah one place refers to it as lashon bishul. Okay, so normally they're interchangeable, but over here, the Lo Shavah Shogalibe Chalevi Mor, the Mor says the Din of Derech Bishul Osher Torah. Right, so in the Din of Derech Bishul Osher Torah, it doesn't include Sli or not, Machloikas. He's assuming that it includes Sli as well. So Tisha Deraisa, Dabar Gush, not in a Klerishin, still Tisha Deraisa. So he says, the Tosfos says that a Kli Rishon has the Maila, but has the Fanos, which are the Kamavis. Because since the Kli Rishon was on the fire, so not only is the food hot, the pot itself is hot. And as the food cools, the hot metal is going to help keep the heat inside the pot, and the food in the pot. Kli Sheni, the Tfanos are Mekadros. So I'm asking to use this this argument that you don't have the Tfanos which are Mekadros, because the Dabar Gush stands on its own. You don't have the Tfanos on Mekadros. She says, that should be an argument against what we're saying, which that allows it to be Mechamamos Zaman Oruch, which Pashas he means to say, and that's what you need for Bishul. You need a certain amount of a level of time to maintain the heat to be able to, but at least the Gabi Bliyas, it would definitely be Belea. So he goes from Bishul to Belea, which that's a good question. You know. What is this Maskana? Where he stands in Maskana? Starts up saying the Rapushas, but the Rashi that he didn't say Dafkin, it's Mavliya, which Dafkin has got to be Hilchus Shabbos. Right? We're talking about Hilchus Basa Bechalov, so it's definitely it's going to have a Bliya, it's going to be Mavliya. So it's definitely going to be Yosef. Well, it'll be Yosef HaNoah. It's the next question. If it's Mavashal, so now it's Bishul Deraisa, so now it's supposed to hold Deraisa, so it's Yosef HaNoah, and it'll be Yosef on to do it on Shabbos as well. But just Mavliya wouldn't be Yosef to do it on Shabbos. So we shall see. It's already in the plate, which means klisheni makrobo lesser gam abosur. Said asur is not only the knife, but also the abosur. Manukos manchu who reseach harbe achar shabom in a clear vision. As long as it's still hot, it came from clear vision, so that'll be the din. And furthermore, this Mashal says this as well. But I came to be Mashal. Perkel Yonosha Simmons Mendal Vosheh Klisheni El Bemayim Veroita Vecholdavra Tzolol Shemis Arav Miyadu Miniskaru Bemehera. So Abulai Vecholdichas Boser Vedag Vecholdavra Shugush Cholzmat Sheyatz Letus by Oymid Lachamim Busur Mafim Ravli Yeshap. So someone can point out that these two svaras are not the same. When you see the Pesach Shuv in Zion, that he handles the Shiloh. So you have Cholent. So there's different types of Cholent, right? So you're a person who has makes a very thick Cholent. Right. It's not really right over there, it dries out, etc. The person likes to have a nice liquidy cholent, there's some pieces of hot potato in it, and there's hot meat in it, etc. So is that called Dabar Gush for these purposes or not? So it has right over there, but there's Dabar Gush in it, so what's the halacha? So the Pesach Shuvah brings an argument from the Nisellus Lamincha, which is a pirush on the Mitaris Lamincha, which says that he's going to accept that the shita, the Dabar Gush, is a problem, but not when there's right there. According to the argument of the Isser Beheter, that makes a lot of sense. His argument is because there's no defenders which are Makaris. Well, here there are defenders of Makaris. You have this liquid which is cooling everything off, including the meat which is in there as well. It's affecting everything in there, not just the liquid. And that's there's a few Afkarim which go with that Mahalach now, but according to Marshall seems to be saying a different story. Marshall seems to be saying a different story, like the nature of liquid is liquid moves, right? Especially liquid moves because of the heat exchange causes movements in liquid, right? So your water heater, the intake valve was in the bottom and the output valve was on top. Why is that? Because something which is hot is lighter than something which is cold. So the hot water rises. Right? So the cold water comes in, and as the cold water heats, it rises up to the top. So it wouldn't make sense to put your output valve from the bottom, because then you get cold water. The cold water coming in would just go straight out. You put it on top. So the walls are makaris. So you have the liquid which goes to the walls, which is right next to the walls, is in this car. As it's in this car, it goes to the bottom. And meanwhile, as it goes to the bottom, the next cold, hot liquid moves next to the walls and also cools off. So there's a constant flow within the pot. The liquid is moving around. So that's why the Marshal is saying that by Dovid Solo, it's Misarav Miyav and Iskarav Mehera. It's constantly moving. It's all moving around. And the cold water is helping, the cold liquid is helping to cool off the hotter liquid. Whereas the Dovid Gush, which just sits there, doesn't move. So it doesn't have that process happening to it, so it's not going to cool off, which even if you'll be sitting in a liquid, it's not going to change anything. So it's you know, so somebody in Shulchan in the Biurim says that this chiddush of the when it's sitting in a liquid, we should be telling the Machlokes Tinna Marshal and the and the Isra Behetra, what the Lomb is. And he says, he found that the Yad Yehuda later on in Kufay, he says this Chilik. It's in the Tupshat.
Now, which way is which?
What's this?
This Rebbe is saying that this, as far as you don't have to find as Makaris.
You have that one by.
It says because it's just sitting there. There's no connection to that. It's not in the wall. So if any time you say, well, once you have a liquid there, there's a connection to that in the wall. So the wall is cooling it up. Right? Whereas according to the lumnus of the Marshal, the point is there's movement. There's the Misariv. It's mixing together. The Dover Gush is just sitting there. It's not being Misariv. It's constantly mixing together with each other. There's movement in the liquid. Yeah. So. According to that, would make a difference. Right? The Dover Gush would stay cremation, even though the liquid is considered a cliche. Okay. So you cook your rice or your millet, and then you pour it out into the bowl, the plate. What's the difference? It's a cliche. It shouldn't create a din of basar b'cholov. No, it creates a din of basar b'cholov. We got Masra Kaf. The spoon is considered a basar b'cholov. You put it into a different pot, or answer connected to the spoon. Inami makaf shal isur nesar derechem ibliyas isur shakli yosir dabracher. Feel below roitzav.
Even here at the place
with his
issue.
Two items which are even though they're saying that there's no roitzav in the rice, it doesn't make a difference. Ibliyas come out. And that's the thing later on in Kufay, that to take a blia out of something, you need roitzer. Blia out of an oichel, it only takes the blia out of oichel number one into number two if there's a roitzer. He's saying that there's a difference in a kli going into food and a food going into a kli.
Right, he says that the spoon would also become asir. You stick a fresh spoon into rice that's balu achal, it would become asir.
So, in the same city, if there were two yeshivas,
That's an interesting question. Okay, that's an interesting question. One second.
I'm not sure, it's a good question.
In the same city, a person gives a gap. So it can't be the same city.
Comes to Taz, and Taz says, this is all discussing the case over here of a calf. Right, so we have this argument between the Marshal and the Ramah, the scenario of a calf. But our scenario over here is not a calf, it's a case. But you also have Dukhla Sakina. We're adding in another variable into the equation.
So
the Taz says, so regards to over here, so the Vaisa, the Ramah over here says, we're not worried about the Ragush. Then that's before according to the Ramah. The Ramah deals with the Pishen. So Zak the Taz, that which the Ramah is clearly ignoring the Marshal. And his argument is in the case of the Marshal is because of the Swara, that's a different, that he sees at the temperatures that don't seem to be. That's not true. In regards to the elements of temperature, that still wouldn't help you understand the din of the Ramah over here. The din of the Ramah would not be correct, because over here by a davar gush you're going to have duchel sakina. By davar, you don't have a duchel sakina by a liquid. You only have it by a solid. So if you have this davar gush, there's another element of duchel sakina. So even though it's a klisheni is not gora than the dover gora in regards to that fact. Now, Zaktataz, we marry a Klerishin, Mehuzah, Sherotzel, Ohoko, Klerishin, with a Klepa. Deber Klerishin, Sagi, with a Klepa, Het Timson, Boilam, Lesser Kulab, and Ossentam. Obviously, the case is this, the Yeshmi Sherotzel, Mahatim, wasn't talking about Klerishin. So the Taz is thought process. Because then, so where's the case of Kuloy? It must be the case of Klisheni. And the Ben of Paris came back and said, if there's not Sama, the whole thing is also. So why is that? How would that work? The Harris has to work because of the Sakina. So Zaktaz, you have to say that the Dover Gush and a Klisheni in conjunction with the Sakina is a different sugya. So really, we have three Shitas over here in regards to the din of the Dover Gush. We have Shita of the Is of Heter and the Marshal, that even a scenario of a Kaf, which is not new to the Sakina, Dover Gush holds its own because it's a clear vision. We have a sheet of the Ramah that even with the case of a knife in a cliche, Dover Gush is a cliche. And the Taz says, I will accept your argument regards to a Dover Gush in a cliche when you're dealing with a calf, but now you're dealing with a case of a sack, dealing with the Duch of the Sakina.
Question of if since the island of Lesser could have been the same time. Yeah, we have to have a second.
Let's look at the parts in Rashi that are assigned. A. Rashi says that we're talking about when the Ebbet, when he wasn't the Ebbet club. Not that it didn't say for the Nechta, but it wasn't standing beside, but by the Nechta on the front. That's one.
I'm not sure what he wants. I read it very quickly for a reason. I'm not sure what he wants.
We would have told him that he should stand up. The
Kapila
is not to get married
to Kapila.
It's we would tell them to do it this way.
I mean, clearly there's a case that Rashi is the case with his right. Right. So that's what's his question? His question is a case where you don't have right to. Why should he's assuming there has to be a case that the bleas go in and Rashi is Bakula. Now, some of them are Shomain. That's a different cheshbon. I mean, we don't the team without a dukkah sakina. There's a dinner davar shami, right? So
he's the day that not seeing
I would have the
it cancels the shlichus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, it's a nice one.
Right. He could have said, I'm not sure what the Taz is doing. Like, the Yesh Mishayser that it's only Kadei Klipa is based on basis case of basis Shkita. Right. So what the Taz argue that the Chayim of basis Shkita is that considered like a Klibishin the Gachom or a Klishenin the Gachom? Right. What type of Kham is that? So there's a Rashi. Rashi says that it's a different Kham of a Klisheni. It's not, it doesn't have the same Milo of Aish, the correct to be Mavliya like Aish. So the Taz clearly is not going with that. And then, because then we're going with that, it's very simple that's a Klisheni. I don't know. That's a problem. I don't get an answer. Okay, so there is definitely going to go bleas from the boser into the sack. So it has to be they have to take it out and be mavliya. So klisheni. We said before it can be mafled or be mavliya, but we had a sheet that can be mafled or mavliya, but it can't be mafled or mavliya ka'achas. So to take out from the sakin and be mavliya into the basher, that would require be mafled or mavliya ka'achas, which you can't do. So therefore, the tam going into the sakin, which is just a quiet, there's the end, there's the basher there. So that's going to answer because it's it also do with hasim of liya. To take out hasim of mafet from the sakin and of liya into the basher, that it can't do. So the taz lufia nira the niestaiti yesh lahakum mamakam sheyesh tuchah the sakina and the sakina kahidak tahu kav zokar shal but that yesh lahakum kadas ramah. So the ma'isa, I'm going to accept the sheet of the Ramah in the case of the kaf. The kadush does not have a din of a klirishin, but when you add in conjunction the idea of duchah the sakina, then I think that the marshal is right. That it'll be maflet and mafliya, and it'll answer the buzzer. Now, according to the Taz, it's very hard to say to Mavasha. Like the Pasha's bishul shouldn't be told. Dukhlaskina shouldn't be a sword that got be bishul, right? So so Dabar Gush, according to Taz, the Gabi Shabbos is irrelevant, right? And the Gabi Yisrael, no, it's also irrelevant. It's not a real bishul, so it wouldn't be also by not. Fine.
Say something. I can't say
that.
He doesn't say that.
Russia's
very clear.
Okay, now, there's a. Okay, so let's just review what we have so far. We have. So the Taz introduces. The Ramah holds the Tomer Gush doesn't add, change anything. The Tomer Gush will come to Klisheni is Klisheni. And the Bach. Argues step number one against that. He says, "Okay, but the mice of the sakin is going to be a problem. The sakin would not just enough need klipa. I'm assuming the itza would need hagala because there's bleas in the sakin. Because that much klisheni could do, it can be mavliya into the sakin. And the Ramah is saying it's not Mavli at all. Good. Step number one. Comes along the Taz and says, I hear that, that the Ragush is considered like a cliche. And therefore, but in the case of a calf, instead of rice, I'm with you, it's a cliche. But in the case of it's also Duchat the Zakina, it'll be Mafad and be Mavliya. So it'll be Mafad from the Sakin and Mavliya into the Basar. So the Basar is going to become Asar, and vice versa, and you'd have to kasher the Sakin. Fine. And we're pointing out there wouldn't be an Isra. No, it wouldn't be Mavashal Pashtun. And then we have the Marshal and the Isra Heter, which taken that a Dover Gush Be'etzim is a Kaesh, is considered a clear Mishin. So even in the case of a Kaf, it would be a clear Mishin. And I can a Kaf, possibly even to the point where it's actually Mavashal. The Itza normally is because of the Shemun is on the socket. Right, yeah. What? No. In any case where you need Haggadah, there's actual bleeds, Nitzah isn't sufficient.
Right. You need Nitzah also when you need Haggadah?
The Mashmo says yes. Haggadah doesn't help you for the ban. Nitzah helps you for the ban. Now, what's interesting over here, okay, that's the Taz. You know, I want a few points over here, but let's get the Shach in, and then we'll talk. Shach and Lamed, okay? Cause of us to say, but the Rishon, Achav, Sach, and Itza. Shachonof, Nishon, Kan, Ara, Kala, Vav, Vedim, like a merchant, Lomit, Haris, Katas, Vadar, Vadas, Isra, Hetra, Kala, Vav, Din Zayin, the Fila, Bekli, Beis, Nidin, Kakrivishon, Kos, Macha, Yad, so let us buy. Mitzvah, Chagola, Hoyle, Vuhu, Dover, Gush, Mechain, Das, Mashal, Bishat, Shalot, Simon, Hanal, Dover, Gush, Kuhin, Bos, Kuhin, Zubi, Shen, Solo, Ain, Chilik, Bein, Klivishon, Klivishon, Yal, Kos, Macha, Yad, so let us buy. Also, we spread the Bissum, Kufay, Sip, Katan, Ches, Mishiyad, the Shmaya. So the Shach over there is accepts the sheet of the Marshal. So that's a Rabbi. That's what could easily be Torah Skatis, Soif Kwal, Samachal. Fine. Now you remember we saw the Taz. The Taz said by Klisheni that the Taz was closer to Klisheni as the first time happened in Leah. So even though Ragush is only like a Klisheni, right? So like the Taz has this longer reason to discuss whether it's considered like a Klisheni, Ragush is a commission or not. So it's not a Klisheni. He's still Mafan of Leah, right? He was Machmer like that sheet, right? So Nachmin is in the Bidiyavitz. So that come over there, the cliche is not from here, but the other doesn't know. So then you have to say over here what he's arguing in the case of Duchat the Sakina, even in the case where it's a B'diav, it's still not going to be. It's not going to be more this. So the point is that you think it's a good B'diav. How will that make sense? So So here's interesting hakra. It's about the shenogas and mazel akrashim. It's klal samach simyud beis. The Israel Shinoga was Ebazel, Achish, Menachem, Karabakli Shani, Im Hucham, Kokach, Shayatzel, and his boy, Budover Gush, like Boss of a dog, or a filler, which all Bishalab, Shannon, the Spachim, to write them, that you can't pour them, they've hardened, they're not portable anymore. Yesherman, the little Kirish, and the called over. Okay, and that's the shock later on in Kufay. We have some Ruba Yeshtismuk, all the place, and then Chilik, and Chilik. So Klisheni Stam Bidi Avid is Mut. Dabra Gush is only Mut to behalf of Maruba. Then Chilik, behalf of Maruba, you're standing on the sheet, then Chilik Gamma Dabra Gush, Loyla, meaning Klisheni and Mavliya. Al in Ken Yesh Kam Kiduch and the Sakina, but Dabra Gush, Oz Yesh Lahachmir Taz, over here in Sadi Dal, right? So he's being Machria, the Stamma Klisheni, you're Machra, the Kakili, it's Machra Mavliya. But yeah, but, you know, so you shouldn't use it after Shakashra, but yeah, but doesn't ask. If it's a case of Dabra Gush, it's only one to be half Samaruba. It's a Dabra Gush together with Dukla Sakina, it's also even if we can have Samaruba, it's still going to be us. He's accepting the Sword of the Taz. Fine. So that's. So in regards to the Taz himself, that's where the flow was happening. He's saying, it's Klisheni alone, but Bidiyabit's Mutter. But the Ragush is going to change, even Bidiyabit shouldn't be Mutter. Okay. Now, you know what? But I'll accept the Ramuah in a case where. So I'm asking the Chachil is also anyway because of Klisheni. But Mitzad. Okay. Not Nafkamina, it's Klishlishi. Nobody's Machma Klishlishi. That's Chumad over there later on in Kufay. Okay, he's only a Klisheni. But the Ragush is even a Klishlishi is a problem. Right, so Mitzad Klisheni. So the Ragush is not a Klisheni, it's Klisheni. Okay. That's true. Not a Klisheni, you wouldn't be Machma. But since it's a Ragush, so then not even a Klisheni is a problem. There's no opportunity to the Ragush to Klisheni or Klisheni. Okay, so that's two nafkaminas in the thousand cell. Okay, one point. Next point.
If they didn't get, so then it's not really a question of whether I saw it or not.
Right.
Whether I said it, but I didn't say it, so maybe I have to go and say it again.
So what's the we have a rule. We say stam sakin. We assume that it's not. It has this similarness on it, right? So the Taz and the Bach. The Bach says the Kufay. Chot the Basur say was sakin chaleb is klisheni. But Yatzaletus boy. The sakin neser. The Basur maflit boy. So the Abul Ena Basur Nesser Shein Kach Bechaim Klisheni LaHaflit Abulu Abasak and Aliyah Abasur. So look the back like this. To Aser the Sakin, there's Be'en of Basur going into your Sakin. Yeah, that it could do. Klisheni could do that. To Aser the meat, you have to take the time out of the knife and put it into the Basur. Do you hear a problem over here? And what about the Shamunis, which is bad on the knife? See, he's talking about the case of a Sakin, which is Noki. And the Taz himself, he says, no, when you have Dukhul Sakina, you know, I'm with the Bach, right? But since it's Dukhul Sakina, so then it's talk a difference. So it sounds like the Tuch of the Sakino, the issue over here in the cliche, in the world that they're discussing is not the ban. They're worried about the knife. We're talking about a case that we're not worried about, there's no ban on the knife. And still we're saying that the Bach is saying, so you got to take the time out of the knife. That you can't do. The Taz says you can. The Chazina takes time out of the knife and puts it into the Basur. See, even though it's a Klisheni, we're discussing Tom going out of the knife. So through the Chazina, the Tom's going to come out of the knife into the Basur. Yeah, but what?
This is clear. potentially it could be, but it has
to. There are more.
Yeah. This he's saying is that the Ramah is not going to be changed at that point.
The point I'm getting to is that the Rambam comes along and says that it's a cliche, but the bus needs klipa. So he seems to be handling the issue over here is mitzav the shamnunus, because he holds it's a cliche, right? So I'm not taking any bleas out. The only issue which I have is the shamnunus, which is ban, right? But the Bach was nochis to the koyach of the koyach of the davar gush or the klisheni to mavli into the sakin and not the other direction, and the Taz is saying no, it has a koyach, this koyach of the sakin has a koyach to take it out. So the issue no longer is just the be'en, the issue is the bleas, which we're talking about the bleas over here as well. Now, in the case of Tzedek Ben Yomai, so then the only issue is just the ban. So this chumra of the Taz is only relevant by case of Ben Yomai, right? So take a look. The Gra in Chavav and Chavzayin. Okay. So he says the Basar needs klipa. He says, why is the Basar need klipa? Can my sakin shal nachrim, that the Gemara says that you shaykh sakin shal nachrim, you need klipa. The Chavav is a shchita and a yosim and klisheni. That Rash, but that the Chavav is a shchita, it's a klisheni. And still the Gemara says, you need klipa. Teres alim shum and shamnunis. So you see that even in the klisheni, you're chashid for the shamnunis, and you need klipa. Good. Then he says the Saka needs the Itza. Masakin Itza, because she calls himself a deserve Masakin shall be the Chav Zion. The word says over there, Sakin shall be called the Stamish by Sermon, that you need needs. The Avagab the Sermon ain't no Belea, there's no Belea's issue, so it's. Tzonin is the cliche is like Tzonin, okay? But Tzonin also needs it. But with Achabal Masaki, which calls a pair of color buster, Kub Zayin and Beis, Masak and Bina Neitzah. Okay. Because of the Shamnunis. Fine. Who would then Bechotah but Tzonin? That it's going to so therefore even if you cut certain, the shamnunis will affect the zakin. Mechain li kadam perk aleph the shechita tzonin. The more says the more is we close with the shechita is tzonin or it's reseach. Mishum mekum welcome kalev mishum duchah the sakina, but you still need klipa. So what's he asking? Why klipa? Look how you should need hadacha or greater. So what are the processes that you need? So normally the law is if I would have isser and hetter which touch or milk devices which touch. If there's nothing which is causing a bliya, there's no heat to cause a bliya. So I say normally the rule is that you need hadacha. And something which hadacha doesn't work, certain things, davar kasha, you do hadacha, and davar rach, you don't do hadacha, because by davar rach, any ban which is there, by doing hadacha, will make it cause an absorption even further. So you have to do greater, you have to scrape up a little amount. Greater is less than klipa, because greater means you're taking up a small amount. It doesn't have to come off in one layer. It's not having to be thick enough to come off in a layer, just a little which comes off is sufficient. Klipa means it has to be thick enough that it can hold itself together as a layer. So normally the din is like Simon. So you basically treat it as Simon. and we're arguing now that, well, and appreciating we're going with, that has a different assignment, right? Let's argue for a second. So all you need is hadaka or greater, but you don't need klipa. And here we're saying you need klipa. So we have to say mishum duchu the sakina. So that the kach duchu the sakina can take the whatever the end there is on the knife, and you have lean it a little bit further, and therefore you must remove it with klipa. Ella, the cause of a Rashba, the Rashba over there says, "Mikomokim taima yishum the base of shkita reseach kitzas mitzur of the time of luchah the sakina." But that's the cause of Khan, but klisheni. Okay. So now, is that the guy? So why is this thing has nothing to do with the klisheni? This is a lach in the which is that mamet soinen. Right? So, I mean, it's a true din, you know, but it's Zakhtar Ramon in a case where it's a cliche. And what would be its mamash call? Right? There's some newness. There's Dukhla Sakina. You need to do Klippa. So the boss needs Klippa, and the Saka needs Nitsa. So what are you selling it to the Sugya of cliche? So exactly, because the Rashba says that even in the tzad of the Gemara, we hope it's warm. Something which is totally cold, this thing would not be true. So this then a duch of the sakina that is mavliya to the point that you need to remove a klipa. That's only in conjunction with also the fact that you have duch of the sakina with some warmth. And that's why the Ramah discusses the case of klisheni. So you wouldn't say you need klipa on the bus, so you say you need hadacha. Okay. I remember the Rebbe Zohar, which says, so he the Rebbe Zohar the Shtamish of Tvius, but the Rebbe Shtamish of Raseach, a lot of the Rebbe Chorif. Okay. So what's the case over there in the Rebbe Zohar that you have to do Nitzah? I want to use a Ritzernin. I have to do Nitzah. Why? Do it and do Hadachah. So now, are you allowed to do something with Hadachah relying on you do Hadachah afterwards? Am I allowed to use a Sak and Shalisser relying on I'm going to do Hadachah afterwards? The answer is depends. If you're doing it on something which is there for Sri Madiyah, there's raw meat, which you usually wash before you cook it, etc. You're allowed to do it. Something which is not the derech to do hadach afterwards, it's already cooked. It's also to do it because you're going to forget. But the Mormon does not differentiate. It just says that you have to do nitzah. So what's the case over there? That's over there the issue is mikvias. But to use it regularly, mikvias, we're afraid eventually you're going to forget and use it the wrong way. So that we're not going to allow that. Or it's the gay if you want to use it, lots of a double card. Fine. So the recurve, like we saw before, in the idea that the Taz introduced that the recurve will allow it to be absorbed even more than just either klipa or netila, whatever it is, but hadach is not going to be sufficient anymore. So the harifus will help it even benivla in klipa or klein netila, right? Fine. So now it comes out that this halakha over here of the Ramah is specifically because of the teeth. Now the child is, if it's just the Shamnunis, why would he play a role? It's all that is just the Khashash of Shamnunis. It's difficult to understand that the issue should just be the heat. So if they're introducing that there's a Muslim that Dukha affects bleeds. Right? You have a sake which is a ben yomel, right? Right? So it means it has bleias of iser in it, or has bleias of cholav in it. Right? Right? And now, the sakin is cold. So it's not moving any bleias. But it's interfacing with basar, which is an apisheni. Right? So now I want to know that, will the duch of the sakina plus the heat of the klisheni take bleeds out of it? The answer is yes. So the reason why I need klipa over here is not just for the shamnunis. That's what the guy said. The shamnunis alone, I would just do a greater hadacha. The reason why I need klipa is because I'm affecting the bleeds as well. Mel is up to Ramah. In the case of Zayn ibn Yomo, so I don't really need klipa anymore. So you know, he says, "Psiyesh liklif abosher ma'at." So you know what you should do. So whatever that, I'm not sure what that means in reality. I don't know what that words mean, but clearly the Ramah is differentiating between the scenario of when it's a ben yomo, and above and beyond the shamnunas is also the issue of that duchel sakina. In order, the point of the Gemara is taking out of the Gemara with it, that the Gemara is saying the duchel sakina, together with the warmth of the basis of Shkita, which is at best the warmth of a cliche. Either it's the chayim of a klisheni, or it's not even a klisheni, it's less than that. Right? So it's but that warmth is enough to say that there is impact on the bleas of the sack. And therefore, hadach isn't sufficient. You're going to need to do klipa. So over here, when I cut my basar reseach in a klisheni, if the knife is a benyomo, so the pressure of the knife is going, together with the fat that there's warmth over here, will actually take some of the bleas out of the knife and be mavliyed into the basar. But in a case where it's any binyomo, so I don't care about the bleeds. So the Ramah seems to differentiate that over here you need a bona fide halacha of a klipa. Over there he says yesh likloif abasar mat. I don't know what that means in reality. What that means. So the lashon of the Ramah would read like that. Now take a look at the Kriveger. Take a look at the Kriveger. I can't let you leave without seeing this with Kriveger. Tzara klipa, mishuma be'en, shalasakin, avidush, asakin, noki, af ben yomo, ain't tzara klipa. First half is kolam at samachal. So Pasha is not like the girl. The Kriveger says that if there's no shamnunas, I know the knife is clean. Conversation ends there. There's no need for the klipa because there's no impact on the bleas. It's a cliche. Right?
How do you know
I just clean it. If I know the knife is clean, I just cleaned up the knife. He's talking about the grower. So in the cheshbon of the sif, I'm not sure what the Ramah's lashon, why the Ramah's lashon changed at the end of the sif according to Kriveger. So the bleas are, it's a klisheni, the bleas are irrelevant. The only issue is the shamunus, and at the rest it's in the case of Binyamin and Binyamo. The only thing I can think of, then I'll let you guys go. So you're going to see it in Kuf Gimel a little bit, but it also comes up back at Siman Yud. I don't know whether you noticed, I kept saying that the Be'en of the Shamnunis isn't impacted by the fact that Zedim Binyamo Likara, right? Did you notice that? What? Right? What? So there's an interesting so later on you're going to get It'll come up in Kuf Gim a little bit, but before back in Simon Yud. So he brings a swara. He says that the shanunis. A fascinating story. He says that because the layer of the shanunis is so thin, he says that the Taz and Sukkot and Vav in the Simeon Sukkot and Vav. He says, normally we have a rule that the Dabar which is Be'en is not Nifkam by Linus Lila or 24 hours. So he quotes the Rashman Mishra Sabayas, is that the Shatam Mishum Shamnunis Be'en Alasak and Ani Megamu Baksas, the Dabar and Nikr Layayan, the Tichas, the Shamnunis, Muetis, Shaldef Nasak and Philip. So the Rashba says that because it's so thin, it becomes pogum in 24 hours. The Shamnunis becomes pogum. He says, or the fact that sitting on the meat and on the metal, the bleeds of the metal becoming pogum, and sitting on the metal, that's going to affect it as well. So the Shamnunis also becomes. So maybe that's what the Ramah means. He's going with that argument of the Rashba. I don't know. But according to the Gra, we're talking donning. So the only thing the only question I have according to the Gra is why wouldn't you need a goal on the sock? Without you moving into the sock and also. So it shouldn't be enough to do some meats on the sock. He takes care of the shamunas. So there is a shita later on, well, because the meats actually can help take out bleas, like they keep up bleas from the sock, and then that would work as well. So we'd have to say we're going without cashman like that. No, I'm saying in a scenario where the bleas are through this type of thing, where there's no bleas throughout the whole thing, so the friction of rubbing against the hard earth each time can take out the bleas of the kinei klipa, which at most, that's what we're talking about over here, bleas of kinei klipa. We can klipa in the knife, I'm saying, you know. So that's what he means. I would like somebody to speak that out more clearly. I didn't look to see if any of the modern Mephorshim speak about it, but that should be the cashman over here.